Firstly, I want to thank the organizers of this great meeting. Now, today I'm going to say something about the searching for modified gravity, growth patterns with tomographic surveys. So my talk is very related with Scott's talk. Okay. And firstly, I want to just briefly introduce some modified gravity. And since Scott has very nice review of modified gravity, just quickly make a quick introduction. And I'm going to show some current constraints of the non-GR parameter constraints from the current CMB data, big lensing galaxies, and some cross correlations. And then I will go to look into the future to do some error forecast from the future tomographic surveys like PanSTARRS and LSST, and then give the summary. As we know, our universe is currently accelerating. So in GR, we need some dark energy stuff whose equation of state has a negative pressure and the drive a universe accelerate, like Einstein cosmological constant. It's a good fit to the current data, but it suffers from some theoretical problems such like this. So people invent some dynamical dark energy models like quintessence, phantom, and some weird quantum models whose W can cross minus one. And we do have some alternatives. We modify gravity to have this acceleration without dark energy, something like F of R theory and DGP and some scalar tensor vector theories. But in my talk, I don't want to go too further to the theory. I just want to do something phenomenologically. So let's do some parameterizations of the post-Newtonian parameters. Firstly, let's look at some scale-independent parameterizations proposed by this paper. And we know in GR, phi should equal to psi, this metric perturbation. But in modified gravity, phi should be different from psi. But they should follow some so-called consistency relations. So like this. And under some assumptions, the phi can be factorized into some function of scale factor and the function times some function of scale. And we parameterize the ratio of phi psi like this. So given this set of equations, we can work out the phi and psi. And by solving the modified Poisson equations, we can get the g phi and g psi. That is for the modified Newton parameter. So given this, we can just calculate some observables in CMB. So we can see some ISW effect here. And this is for weak lensing observables. And here is Scott's parameterization. And generally, the G and the gamma is phi over psi, should be in the function of scale and time. So it's so-called scale-dependent parameterization. And for example, in this paper, it parameterized like this function. The x is a combination of scale and time, like this. So in GR, G and gamma should be 1. Then the feature is very nice because the G, phi, and gamma are basically tangent function, just transit from the GR value 1 to some constant, like alpha 1 over alpha 2, like this. So given this, we can also give some scale-dependent growth pattern like this. So for some parameters like this. So this is a current constraint on some post-Newton parameters in Scott's talk. So this is for the scale-dependent parameter constraints from current data. OK, let's see into the future. We know the dark scale structured tomography is very robust to constrain dynamical dark energy, like this. Suppose we have galaxies and we divide it into some different redshift bins and we do tomography, we can constrain some dynamical dark energy. So we can do the same thing for modified gravity, even for the scale dependent case. Okay, so proposed in this paper is for dark energy. So we're working in the conformal Newton gauge, and we modified Poisson equation. We just propose that firmware transitions like this. So for non-GR firmware transition, we just use Bertinger's ones. And we make global feed in the parameter space, including some baryons, codec matters, Hubble constant, optical depth, this primordial power spectrum index and amplitude, and plus this non-GR parameters, and with some bias parameters, because we want to use some galaxy tomography. So we choose some fiducial model, just like WMAP fast feed values. So given this, we can calculate the observables for the CLXY, just like two pairs. For example, we can work out the CLTT or CLT with shear field, or CL galaxy galaxy or galaxy shear field. We have many, many combinations. So Scott modified XMB fast, so we modified CAM code, it's consistent. So here you can just plug in some source terms for different observables. For example, for CMB, we just plug in some ISW term, and for shear, we just put the shear field, the shear source like this. So in this way, we calculate everything accurately, so we don't use any limber approximation, because limber approximation we know is not good for the cross correlations. So we use some LST-like surveys like this. So for weak lensing, we divided the galaxy into 6 redshift bins. And for the galaxy number count, we divided into 10 bins. So let's see what we are going to do, the CL pairs. So firstly, we will get 3 CMB CLs, CLTT, TE, and EE. So this is a CMB block. OK, let's take a look at the galaxy block. We have 10 galaxy bins. So altogether, we will have 52 galaxy CLs. And we have 21 CLs for weak lensing. We still have 10 CMB galaxy cross correlations. And we have 6 CMB weak lensing cross correlations. And also, we have a bunch of galaxy weak lensing cross correlations. So altogether, we will have 155 CLs for each model. So you can imagine that is we have a lot of information to constrain our model. So this is some CLs for the scale independent case. Here I just compare with lambda CDM in dashed lines. So here is for CMB TT. We have 3 CLs with TT, TE, and EE. And here we have 6 weak lensing CMB cross, and there's 10 CMB galaxy cross, 6 weak lensing autocorrelation CLs, and 10 galaxy CLs, and 120 galaxy weak lensing cross correlation CLs, just like Niagara Falls, like this. And we do some CL truncations of galaxy and galaxy weak lensing cross correlation to make sure that we work everything in linear regime, so to be safe. Here's some other one, CLs for scale-dependent case. So we choose this parameterization, and we use this fiducial model. This fiducial model is motivated by F of R values. So the same thing, we got this, all the observables. And given this spectrum, we can just follow the traditional Fisher technique to work out the error forecast on these parameters, like this. And we take some priors, like this, from Hubble telescope, and we choose this prior for the 10 bias parameters. Here, we just use the constant bias parameter for each galaxy bin. So altogether, we have 10 galaxy bias. So here is, I'm going to show some very preliminary results. OK, so this for scale independent case. We choose a fiducial model like this. So the red contour is from the CMB plus supernova plus large scale structure. For CMB, we just use a Planck-like survey, and supernova, we just use a snap-like, and large scale structure is LSST. OK, we got this constraints. And this one is for weak lensing large scale structure cross correlation. And this for weak lensing. So we can see weak lensing is very robust. because weak lensing can observe the spectrum of phi plus psi directly. It's very clean. And also the results should depend on the truncation of CLs. Okay, also we will have CMB plus supernova plus the cross correlation with CMB and galaxies. And this cross correlation is CMB and weak lensing shear fields. So we combine them to get these constraints. So with all the data, we see that the constraint is pretty good. So this is for scale independent case. So we see that the weak lensing is very robust. Should depend on the CL truncations, because for CLs, we go up to 2,000. But for galaxies, we just truncate, make sure in this linear regime. And we see that the contours of the large-scale structure in CMB and lensing with CMB almost orthogonal to that contours. So this information will give complementary, is very, very useful to shrink that contours. So let's move to the scale-dependent case. So again, we see that weak lensing is still very robust to do these constraints. And with all the data, we can get pretty good constraints on these five parameters. The parameters defined as this, we parameterize G and gamma like this. So it's a pretty good constraint. Okay. So we see demographic surveys can provide very useful constraints, powerful constraints, and possible deviations of GR. And the results should depend on the fiducial model and your parameterization. So we need to further study using some non-parametric methods, such like principal component analysis. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So on your priors for, I guess you said galaxies.
Yeah.
Is that a prior on what? Photometric redshift per galaxy or per bin? Or
we
what?
Put the prior on the bias.
On so the bias choose, only, okay.
So we choose a constant bias.
Okay, so
like
what,
this. Mm-hmm.
So you have noises. Do you include in the noises a systematic error, or is that purely statistical?
I think we just include the short noise.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. So it's always good to include an estimate of systematics.
Yeah.
And that would add in, you'd have another term for each one of those. But
I think it's...
What Huzan has found is that because of all these interlocking effects, correlations that you've talked about.
Yeah,
it really, weak lensing is pretty immune to a lot of this because of cross-calibration with BAO.
Right, yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Let's thank Kang Po again.